Off the ball
on News Talk
in association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.
All right, it's time for Friday Night Racing. John Duggan is in studio. Good evening,
Nathan. How you doing?
Good. So this is an exciting time in your life, isn't it?
It's always an exciting time in my life, but it's just an added excitement, just another layer of excitement to my brilliant life. And the national hunt season returns. It's November. The hip flask is out.
Weather should be more miserable, shouldn't it?
Yeah, but I'm sure that'll come. And, you know, there's all these whispers. I was on the phone to my cousin today and we're just talking about horses. I'm not even going to mention them now.
Go on.
I'm not going to mention them now. I'll mention other horses, but talking about horses at Christmas, talking about anti-post bets, talking about, like, you know, even I was calculating myself, if I had to back three horses, they're all 10 to 1, it's 100 grand for 100 quid. All this kind of, just these dreams. And then obviously the reality kicks in. But Cheltenham this weekend, which is great. The November meeting, which I'd love to go to one day because it's not as hectic as the 70,000 a day at the festival in March, which is very, very busy. But yeah, a lot of good races and Punchestown as well at the weekend. So we're beginning to feel that this is actually really happening now, and it's not going to be any breaks now. It's going to be relentless between now and March, April.
Will we see a lot of pointers this weekend towards the big races at Christmas, towards what happens at Leopardstown? What happens at Kempton?
I think at Punchestown with a couple of races, you will, at the Morgiana Hurdle, which Faheen will talk about in a minute, is running in. A couple of good graded races as well, chases, like novice chases. Cheltenham, more handicaps, more the kind of the races where the weights are different for different horses to give them all, like, in theory, an equal chance. Mm. But it's hard to peak. Martin Pipe used to be great at this, throwing five or six winners across the November weekend. It's hard to peak in November and hard to peak in March. So you're looking more towards not the handicaps that people will be most interested in this weekend, the Victor Gold Cup, the Bet Victor Gold Cup and the Great Wood Hurdle. It's more the shoulder races, races like bumpers, horses you wouldn't have seen that often. And a horse today like Finian's Oscar, won over 2.5 miles, Brian Cooper in the saddle. This is a horse that we should be following for the rest of the season. In the colours of Alan Potts, who sadly died this week, Alan Potts. He was a huge investor in the game, especially in Ireland. Came over to Henry de Bromhead Stable in 2004, had a look around the yard, got a relationship with Henry. You might remember the colours of Sizing John when he won the Gold Cup under Robbie Power for Ireland, Jessica Harrington this year, the kind of the yellow, the green and the red. There were the colours of Alan Potts, who made his fortune in mining. His wife Anne sadly died a few months ago and he sadly died again this week. So I think his daughter is going to continue in the game. But the level of investment that Alan Potts put into Irish racing, hundreds of thousands of pounds and point-to-pointers, and the trickle down that effect that has in terms of, you know, the people who deal with them, the breeders,
right.
You know, so it's a huge investment in Irish racing, and that hopefully will continue, but there's no guarantees with a sad passing. So Adam Potts had, remember Sizing Europe won the champion chase a few years ago for Henry de Bromhead. He had Sizing Australia, and then he
was running the cross country, was it?
That's right. You must have had money on. And he's now expanded in the last years at the poor man, Alan. And I got into other yards and Colin Tizard's yard. And they trained that horse, Finian's Oscar, today. So very, very sad for racing and a knock-on effect. Because in Ireland, we only really have, in jumps racing now, apart from the handicaps and the Galway races, like even the Galway Hurdle was won by JB McManus this year. You got JB McManus, you got Rich Ritchie, the Barclays banker in the pink colour, is usually runs horses, Willie Mullins.
Mm.
You've got Graham Wiley, who's a computer magnate from the north of England, who's friends with the likes of Lee Westwood, Alan Shearer. He kind of in the kind of brown colours, you might see his horses. JP, and then Michael O'Leary in the Giggenstown, the maroon colours. It's very hard with such a concentration of wealth and a concentration of big owners for the smaller yards and smaller owners to come into it. And
does it make it less interesting?
At times it does. I remember the Troy Town chase at Navan last year. There was like a ridiculous amount of Michael O'Leary owned horses. Like it's nothing against them. But I suppose in the mid-90s, when Irish horses were sent to Cheltenham, Dunoli was went over to Cheltenham for Dan O'Neill, his owner, and the trainer Tom Foley, never been on an airplane before. This kind of thing. So Doran's Pride. So the syndicates, I think, is what we miss.
Yeah.
I think we miss the syndicates. And it's great to see Hurricane Fly was, I think it might have been a syndicate horse. I know Undesow has got a lot. I remember, even remember a few years ago for Paddy the Plaster, it was the Drummavale, the Sunderland guys. So it's great to see them, but they used to be the rule. Now they're the exception, and we'd love to see a bit more of that.
This isn't a problem then that's coming down the line, because where people are looking maybe investing in horses and taking part in a syndicate, and now you're looking at it going, well, what's the most we can ever achieve trying to take on the big boys? The way you're talking, this has already happened.
No, it's already happened.
Those syndicates have moved out of the game.
It's become like the flat. See, the flat, if you look at the flat racing, you'll see the colours. You see the colours of Khaled Abdullah, the kind of the green and the pink, or you'd see the colours of the Maktoums, the blue. And the white stripes, you know, you'll see Aidan O'Brien and the Ballydoyle John Magnier's colours, the dark blue. So flat racing very much became that way. But I think, you know, there's handicap hurdles, there's mid-lower grade races, and they sometimes can have the biggest pots. They give 100 grand races, like especially in Irish racing, you have the biggest pots, and that's where the syndicate should concentrate. I wouldn't give up. And horse racing in Ireland, don't want them to give up. But it's
very
just
hard to
explain
to a lot of syndicates that, yeah, there is sizable money that you can win back through these handicaps, when I'm sure every syndicate goes, well, I want to go to Aintree. I want to go to Cheltenham in March.
It's harder. It is harder, Nathan, to come through. But we've seen horses in the last few years. Like, I remember Newmill won the Champion Chase. That was a small owner. So we've seen, like, I remember Coney Gree won the Cheltenham Gold Cup a couple of years ago. That was a small breeder. That came out of John Oaksey. So it is possible. It's just more difficult.
Looking at this weekend then, and at Cheltenham tomorrow, the Betvictor Gold Cup Handicap Chase, a grade three, 18 runners over 2 miles, 4 furlongs. Kyle Moorlock, the favourite at 11-2. Is this pretty much wide open?
It's wide open, Nathan. And it's not a race I'll be advocating a tip in on Friday night racing, but I'll give a selection for it. But it's a handicap. So what are you looking at? You're looking at course form. You're looking at recent form. You're looking at, is the horse well weighted? Can the horse jump? It's one of these cavalry charges. A lot of horses in the race. Kyle Moorlock swallowed up over course and distance last year. Leprezian, the second favourite. Is that the best 2.5 miles, the optimum trip for him? Second last time, he's a tendency to make a mistake. Double Treasure, good jumper on the upgrade, but does he need a breather? He's had a lot of runs recently. Viscount Denoyer in the Adam Potts colours. I'll give him this week as a course winner. He ran promisingly in his comeback run. He's 25-1. Tully East, the horse that got me going at Cheltenham this year, course and distance winner in the colours of Barry Connell. Slightly more competitive though this time. Foxtail Hill, a good each way price, straightforward, jumps well. He's in form. He won last time out. He's 10-1. Roman de Sanam, whatever about the race tomorrow, there's a horse you want to pick out for the season. You're talking about the season. You're talking about tomorrow in the season. Roman de Sanam, that's Paul Nichols, kind of pink colours. He gave it as his best chance at Cheltenham back in March, and he didn't get into the race he was supposed to get into. Paul Nichols didn't have a winner at Cheltenham. He's only 5 years of age. He's a bit of a baby of a horse, and he needs to settle in his races. So he won the last time out. If he wins tomorrow, you really can say this horse has got something about him. If he doesn't win tomorrow, put him in the notebook. Roman de Sanam, because Paul Nichols gave him as the best chance at the festival last season. Ballyalton has got ability. He's won over the course and distance, but he's a lot of injury problems. And Aquadude, an improver, I'd give a chance to at 20-1. Evan Williams, one last time out. The horse is physically improving. And if I was going to have a selection, Aquadude each way for Evan Williams.
In these big handicaps, is age important? So you mentioned Roman de Sanam is a 5-year-old.
Yes.
Leprezian is a 6-year-old. Do you want that rush of energy that comes from a young horse in what you say is basically going to be a charge to that line over 2 miles, 4 furlongs? Or do you need experience of that?
I think you need a bit of both. So generally you're talking 6, 7 year olds. Some horses can be over the hill. You know, I generally think most of the horses here are around the same age. But if I saw a horse here at 9 or 10, I don't have it in front of me now, but if I saw a horse 9 or 10, I'd go, this is a horse that might be past it. So in the Greatwood Hurdle on Sunday, the new one is the top weight. He's 9 years of age. He was a great hurdle horse in like the top races. But to me, he's given too much weight away. He's too old. So I think like in the Grand National, for example, we've seen in recent years, if horses 10, 11, 12, winning the Grand National, or a 7-year-old, I don't think, has won the Grand National since 1940. So, but in these type of races, those stats not as critical. So the one I like, Aquadude each way, about 20-1.
3 o'clock then, Sunday at Cheltenham, the Greatwood Handicap Hurdle, over 2 miles, 16 runners. Is this as wide open?
Yeah, which is unfortunate. Once again, be careful with your money, you know, don't be... I think people make mistakes when they're betting sometimes, and it's all about betting, but they get really involved in these handicaps. You can get burnt in these handicaps. You can kind of follow a trend or follow money. And there's a lot of money for a horse called Jenkins here. Backed into 4-1 favourite. A lot of confidence behind him. Nicky Henderson trains it. But what has he achieved to me? It's all talk. It's all hype. Kempton, he was stuffed last season. Maybe there was reasons for that. But on the evidence, I don't think Jenkins is a proper favourite. This is a horse I'd be wanting to see win before I'd be putting him in. What's happened here is the new one, as I said, has given a lot of weight away. So a lot of the horses down the bottom of the weights are kind of well weighted. So you've got Joseph O'Brien, fresh in the Melbourne Cup. Ivanovic Gorbatov, first run of the season. Tigress River, another one of Joseph's. Won the Galway Hurdle, but this is a better class race, I think. Old Guard, Paul Nicholls, has won the race before. I wouldn't rule him out each way. Chesterfield, a course winner on the upgrade, won the Scottish Champion Hurdle. London Prize, very well weighted off 10 stone 2. Second in the Cesarevich in the flat, won the Elite Hurdle at Wincanton. Mohayed, I think, might be suited by the flatter track. So London Prize I keep on side. I keep Chesterfield on side. But the one I like here is a horse called Nietzsche. 9 stone 7 with the claimer James Bowen on board. Third in the Fred Winter Hurdle for Brian Ellison. 14-1 each way. I think Nietzsche is my each way selection in this race. Bottom of the weights, I think this horse might have a bit of improvement and a shown course form. So Nietzsche in the Greatwood Hurdle on Sunday and Aquadue tomorrow in the Bet Victor.
Maybe a small little double on it.
€1 each way, Nathan. This is not the time to be throwing away 6 months of fun and enjoyment of racing because you've done your dough.
What about this 100 quid to get 100 grand back, though?
That thought was only fleeting. That was a fleeting thought.
So big fields for the handicaps, as you would always expect at Cheltenham. Then you look at a grade one at Punchestown on Sunday, the Morgiana Hurdle, just 5 runners.
Yeah, and it's all, the reason for that is because Faheen's in it. So Faheen is a superstar horse. We're talking about handicappers just a moment ago. We're talking about a superstar here. 22 months off the track with a stress fracture, a leg injury. 11-8 on, so he's odds on in the betting. The only defeat under rules for this horse, Faheen, was in this race by Nichols Canyon a couple of years ago. So Willie Mullins will have Faheen. He would not risk Faheen's career by sending the horse back over hurdles, back into competitive racing, without being sure that the horse is right. The only question about Faheen winning this race, it's the best horse in the race. The only question is the horse fit enough or will it need the run? And if it needs the run, can you forgive that? You can. So from a betting proposition, it's not really. But what we want to see is Faheen, the machine. We want to see this horse back in the mix for the Champion Hurdle because it's such an impressive winner a couple of years ago.
You've got some veterans in there in Jetski and Vroom Vroom Mate. You say there, Faheen is the best horse in this race, is the class act. If it's almost 2 years since Faheen last had a run, can you be that sure that the talent remains?
You can't. With horses, sometimes don't come back from injury. Mm. They'll be sure on the basis of what they're seeing every day. They're obviously galloping these horses. They're, you know, Faheen will be out in the gallops with another top Willie Mullins horse, maybe Duvan or something like that. So you'll get a sense from the gallops, from the work. That's how the markets generally form in racing. What's being said at home? Are the people in the know putting money on or whatever? The trainer himself will go, yeah, listen, the best thing you can do on Sunday, if you've any interest in this race, listen to what Willie Mullen says, probably not the races, because he'll give a good steer on what he thinks of the horse. Closer to the time when Gary O'Brien speaks to him or whatever, that's the time to find out what the deal is with Faheen. Jetski won last season on his reappearance. He's won again on his reappearance at Tipperary, but he disappointed last season. Get a bit long on the tooth for this trip, I think, Jetski. Vroom Vroom Mag, as you say, a bit of a veteran. She won a Punchestown Champion Hurdle. Not a great race, though. She's short of top class, I think. A seasonal reappearance, although a little bit of money today for 6-1. Swamp Fox won the November handicap, second in a Galway Hurdle. I think it's a big step up to be winning this race and beating the likes of Faheen, Vroom Vroom Mag, or Jetski. Campador, this is a horse who could have a bit of improvement in him. Very lightly raced. I think he's in the JB McManus colours. I don't know much about this horse, but he won well the last time. And I think this horse might, once again, like Romanda Sinam, that horse I mentioned earlier, Campador might be a horse to be on the right side of this season. But this is all about Faheen. Is Faheen fit enough to win? If he is, he will. And if he's not, he won't. What's going to beat him if he doesn't? I'm not so sure.
Is he still the machine is what we should know by Sunday night. We're probably going to spend the winter talking about Gordon Elliott and Willie Mullins.
Yeah.
But it is good that Willie Mullins still has these superstars, still has Faheen, still has Duvan.
Yeah, absolutely. And can't wait to see Duvan back. What I'm curious about with Duvan, because it's a 2 mile superstar, and just forget about this. I think they weren't happy with the horse last season. Obviously, then he injured himself at Cheltenham. And people just go, oh, he injured himself at Cheltenham. He's not as good. The injury was, I think it was a bone injury. I don't think it was a significant injury. So now Duvan is probably overpriced for big races than he should be. I think Duvan, they got to try him over further. They got to see if he can work towards the King George Kempton. That's going to be fascinating to see if he runs in that race over 3 miles at Kempton on St. Stephen's Day. And is he a Gold Cup horse for Cheltenham? We know he's a superstar over 2 miles, even though he didn't win the champion chase. But Duvan, Faheen, all these horses that William Mullins has. Of course, Gigginstown left the yard. But Willie Mullins, to me, is still the best trainer. Gordon's a great trainer, but Willie's... it's going to be a fascinating battle between the two of them.
What's your tip for the weekend?
Presenting Percy in the 140 at Punchestown on Sunday in the Grade 2 Florida Pearl Novice Chase. This horse won doing handstands at Cheltenham back in March in a handicap hurdle. I think he's on the way up. He jumped well on his chasing debut at Galway, which he won. He's trained by Pat Kelly out in Galway. I think he can win on Sunday on a journey to better things. Presenting Percy once again with Roman de Sinam and the other one I gave, Campador. I think they're the horses to follow this season. I think Presenting Percy...
What odds?
11 to 10. Doesn't matter. It's not $100,000, but it's a winner. And we've had two winners out of three, and we want to make that 3 out of 4.
All right. Great stuff. Thanks as always, John.
Cheers,
we'll talk to you next Friday.
Off the ball.
On News Talk. In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.